Mike, it's been 5 years.
Zappadoo.
Did you ever think we'd be doing this for five years?
No. No, the doctor only gave me 3 years to live, so... He didn't, I'm sorry. I'm fine. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for August 29th, 2012. This is our 5 year anniversary.
Holy shit, it was actually on Friday, but.
Is it this Friday?
This past Friday.
Oh, well, good enough. we're now more than 5 years old. We're old.
Whoa! Yeah, in podcast years, that's like 92.
Yeah. About all the crazy things we podcasted about.
Mostly video games.
Yes, mostly those. I mean,
we've talked about those a lot.
The Wii was still like a kind of new thing when we started. The Wii and the PS2 weren't even a year old yet. I remember back when we started, everyone hated PlayStation. And like, now everyone kind of hates the Wii.
Yeah, amazing how things change.
Yeah. So we're going to start off with the news, and then we're going to go straight into our week in gaming, then the releases. And then we have a new segment.
What?
At the end, which I came up with, of course. This is why AJ's like, we need to do something for the special episode. I was like, I'm going to go poop, and I'm going to think of something. And on my way to the toilet, I was like, I got it.
Didn't even have to poop.
Didn't even have to poop. I figured it out on my own. But here's what we're going to do. It's called the First 20, where we pick a game at random from our vast collection, and we play the first 20 minutes of it and do live commentary. And for this first week, we have picked Time Splitters 1, which was a game I hated back in 2001.
Yes, this is a PlayStation 2 launch title, so
yeah,
we'll see.
And I picked it because we are not kind to Time Splitters on this show, because there's always stories like Time Splitters 4 may happen, and we're always like... Gives a shit. Now, I don't know if maybe Time Splitters 2 and 3 were better, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But maybe we just were wrong. Maybe Time Splitters 1's great, and we'll find out soon. And I doubt it.
We'll eat some crow.
Yeah, sure.
This also means we're going to have a music break between the two, the gaming segment and the 20 segment, because we have to set up.
Is it going to be a different song every week?
We'll get to pick some music, Mike.
Oh, is it going to be the Time Splitters theme?
I don't know. It's going to be whatever's in my iTunes. It's related to video games that I like.
Okay. All right, so let's get started then. What's the news?
So PDP, the accessory maker, may have let slip that the Wii U is going to come out November 18th.
Shocking. Everyone knows it's coming out November 18th.
Yeah, like, history has certainly shown that Nintendo likes this time period.
Right.
Now, of course, they're trying to say, we could have said that, because we don't even know when the Wii U is coming out, so we couldn't release the date if we don't know. It's like, shut up. Multiple people were in the room, and like, apparently, like, I mean, we're paraphrasing the situation, but apparently it pretty much went like, oh yeah, we got all these great accessories, they're going to come out like just a few days before the Wii U's November 18th launch. I like ham!
talk about something else now!
Oops!
Yeah, well, so is that really their stance that it didn't happen?
No, they're saying, like, I mean, there's no denying, like, he said November 18th, but their basic response was, we don't actually know the Wii U release date, so anything we said can't be proven to be correct. Like, oh, okay. Good on you. That's right, Sony did something really stupid this week. So the long-awaited firmware update for the Vita was released that would allow you to, at long last, play PlayStation 1 games on your Vita, because, you know, that's what a modern released piece of hardware needs to survive, is games from 1996. But,
right, yeah.
They're there, kind of. 9 games were made available. Like, they showed the list. It was 9 games. Everyone was like, oh, you said, like, something about hundreds of games at Gamescom. Okay. Then the list for Europe comes up, and it is hundreds of games. It's like every game on the PSN. So,
have they said why?
No.
Like, what's the process? What's so hard about it?
The only two theories would be that they'd either A, want to play test everything, or B, there's some kind of licensing thing. But just as it was the case with PSP games, you can download a PlayStation 1 game on your PS3 and then copy it to the Vita, and it works just fine.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
It's dumb. Just make it. Just do it.
I know. Just fucking do it. You know what I'm getting really fucking sick of is, the licensing. Fuck the licensing. You know what? I mean, Sony and whoever these publishers and developers are, fuck you all. I don't give a shit. You're not going to make...
Wow.
You're not going to make another 10 cents off someone downloading Jumping Flash 2. Like, just don't worry about it, honestly.
Oh, man, Jumping Flash 2 is a great game.
I know. So, yeah.
Next.
So Dark Souls comes out for the PC.
Prepare to Die Edition.
It only runs at, like, 1024 by 768 because the developers couldn't figure it out.
What?
A couple hours after it came out, someone released a homebrew patch that unlocked all resolutions.
That's sad.
That's really sad.
Come on, guys.
I like everyone points this article like from a few weeks or months ago, and they're like, yeah, you know, we thought it'd just be, you know, they'll just put it on the PC, but it's actually harder. We really don't know what we're doing. It's like, well, I'll fucking figure it out.
Yeah.
Hire somebody.
You're only game developers.
Christ. Hell, you could program on the PlayStation 3, you could figure out a PC.
Honestly. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah. In lighter news, the next Skyrim DLC has been revealed. It is, in fact, Hearthfire, but it's not quite what we thought. Basically, it revolves around building your own house in the game, filling it with stuff, adopting children, a lot of stuff we saw in the Game Jam video.
It's Sky Sims.
Yeah. There you go.
That'll be the name of the episode. Sky Sims, yeah.
$5. September 4th.
I find it interesting that you can have children, but you have to adopt them. They want
You can have a spouse, but you have to adopt. Well, they don't want.
They
a
want
baby.
No baby making.
Just have kids in the street. There's a lot of them. Mike, don't contribute to the overpopulation of Skyrim. Right?
Is that a problem? It looks like a desolate land to me.
I don't know. There's a lot of homeless kids.
Their town's like their biggest city has like 10 houses. Overpopulation. Christ.
Yeah, rampant homelessness.
I mean, it's fine. Basically, it's like adding Fable stuff, except you get to make the house at least.
Yeah, you get to like, actually design its layout.
Well, kind of. It's like you're picking like
modules.
Modules, yeah. Which is fine. I don't know.
Actually, I'm kind of excited because it harkens back to my first experience with Morrowind on the PC. I was playing with the content creation tools and actually built my own house in that game. So, I'm excited.
That'll be neat.
I like it.
That'll be fun. I hope it's not like $20.
No, it's $5.
Oh, really?
Yeah, $5.
That's as much as you can get a foot long or you can get Hearthfire.
There you go. $5 DLC. Nintendo.
Of course, it's going to come out on 360 for like months before it gets released on PC. I'm sick of that shit.
It's 1 month.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Well, it's exclusive. It happens all the time. It's a thing now.
I wonder if that's
what's
actually
funny is Dawnguard doesn't even have like a projection for when it's coming out on PS3.
Oh, really? That's bad.
Well, you know, apparently, from what I can tell, the issue with getting everything, Skyrim's always been kind of dodging on the PS3. You know the PS3 only has 256 megabytes of memory?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how low that is?
Not really. You know I'm bad with these bytes.
That's about the size of a zip disk.
Oh, this. Christ.
Yeah, just to relate it to you. So that's why Skyrim has such trouble. There's not enough memory in the system, but oh well. Nintendo had a Nintendo Direct thing. Basically, the biggest thing to come out of it was a new Layton for 3DS. It'll be Professor Layton's last appearance.
Right. Well,
narratively speaking.
I mean, it was kind of always assumed. A lot of people writing this story, I don't think they know the series that well, because the first trilogy ended with like the Unwound Future, whatever it was called. And this new trilogy is actually a prequel trilogy. Like, the story really ends in the third game.
I see.
And this is, like, the prequel. So, the last game that came out here, because it was the first game in the trilogy, is, like, how he literally meets Luke.
Oh, cool.
And then this second one's coming out, yeah, and then so, it was kind of always assumed, but the weird thing is they said they want to make Professor Layton games, but without Professor Layton, I don't see the point of that.
Right.
What did they do? Like, they made that Ace Attorney game.
Yeah,
without
the crossover.
Phoenix Wright.
Yeah, that went well.
I mean, it was still fine. The weird thing about it was Phoenix Wright was in the game, but he was, like, older. It was, like, 10 years in the future or something, and he was, like, a completely different person. Like, it almost seemed like he was burned out. Like, he was just constantly, he was so mellow, which was, like, a complete opposite of Phoenix Wright.
That's lame. See, no one wants that.
And, like, in, like, that version, it was kind of, like, a sad thing where, like Phoenix Wright got, like, he got, like, set up and lost his lawyering license. I don't know. It was weird.
The justice system in those games is so baffling.
They actually try to explain it in like the movie adaptation when they say the crime rate is so high that they have to literally have this new justice system where there's just, like, a judge, and he gets to decide if you're guilty or not, and it's all very fast-paced. Like, that they literally have an explanation for it.
That's funny. Well, speaking of Phoenix Wright, they announced the Phoenix Wright HD collection coming to iOS.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
So were they not HD before? Because they already exist on iOS.
Well, there's an iPhone version. These will be cross-compatible iPhone, iPad, and it's all three.
See, that's cool.
It was just the first one that came out.
I guess the way it works is, like, you buy the thing and for free, and then it just comes with, like, the first two episodes.
Yeah, and it's, like, DLC.
And you buy, like, each game, or just each chapter, even. Have they said anything about Professor Layton versus Phoenix Wright in a while?
Nah, for, like, the States?
Just in general.
Oh, that's right. It's not even out in Japan yet. I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
Because I'm looking forward to that.
I know.
I hope it's, yeah. Next.
The last story, to spark a little more discussion about the current MMO landscape, especially in light of Guild Wars 2, which we'll talk about in a bit here, but apparently the Secret World, which is Funcom's new MMO, and which Pete Davidson on this very show thought very highly of, 200,000 copies.
Yeah.
Layoffs at Funcom, the big deal, like content pack has been delayed.
I mean, people say, like, that's not a whole lot, but, like, how much can a game like that do?
Well,
it's such a little guy.
But, is this finally it? I mean, I know we ask this a lot in this show. Is this the end of the subscription-based MMO? It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Is Elder Scrolls Online really going to launch with a $15 or a month
subscription? If it launched free-to-play, like what Amalur was supposedly going to do, I think that'd be great. It needs to.
I think, yeah, because I want to see what these games are designed with that in mind from the ground up, and not just, like, free realms or something, but, like...
Yeah. I mean, I know, like, a lot of these developers are like, oh, but our game's going to have regular content updates and all these valuable services. It doesn't matter. You could do whatever you want. The perception of the consumer right now is, I'll just wait for it to go free-to-play. And most times, they're proven right. Look at Star Wars. Mm-hmm. How many people, when they saw the Old Republic getting geared up for launch last holiday, said, I'll just wait for it to go free-to-play? And 9 months later...
Yeah, they were right.
They were right. So, what is the incentive to ever pay a monthly fee for a new MMO ever again?
None.
Exactly. You can't do it. You can't do it anymore. You can't.
That's your World of Warcraft.
You can't. That transitions us nicely into talking about Guild Wars 2.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because here's Guild Wars, $60 box, not free to play, but there's no fucking fee, so I'm fine with that.
I'm just confused. Isn't it free to play? Because free to play doesn't necessarily mean free to buy.
That's an open interpretation thing. It's semantics.
Well, because like even with, like, you know, Honor War, if it came out, you would have. I'm sure you would have.
The idea was.
I was literally just downloading. Yeah.
So I mean, the strictest sense of free to play is you can play the game start to finish without paying technically anything if you wanted to. So Guild Wars, no subscription, but it's still a $60 box product. So I feel like I bought a video game.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, right? They still have, like, a store with a real world currency that, like, gets you convenience items, cosmetics.
Is there that in Guild Wars?
Was that?
Is there that in Guild Wars?
Yeah, I clicked around a little bit. It was running slow.
Like, what kind of stuff is...
Hats,
like,
and shit.
I'm okay with cosmetic stuff. I don't like convenience.
Well, they have, like, the XP boosters.
Nah,
but I've gotten some of those
that.
For free in the game, too.
I hate
so.
That.
But
you already get XP fast enough.
Well, with Guild Wars, there's no incentive to get the XP boost unless you made an alt and you want to get them to max level to, like, go with your guild.
Right.
Because when you do the PvP, it scales you up to level 80 anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So let's talk about it, because I fucking love this game.
I think
game.
It's pretty cool.
I love it.
I think that it does a lot of things right. I think it's funny, because I can play this, and I keep thinking, this is what SWTOR should have done.
Yes. Yeah.
All SWTOR did was to differentiate itself is we're going to have voice-acted cutscenes to deliver quests. And, like, that's one of the big problems with, like, MMO, especially with WoW, is, like, every time you have to do a quest, you have to, like, do that dialogue box.
Right.
If they, like, find somebody at the thing, click on him, scroll down and not read his stupid thing, or try to, like, read enough of it so you know what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
and then you go do the quest. And this game is brilliant, because you just enter an area, and it'll just tell you, alright, do these three things here, and you'll complete the quest. Like, you don't have to talk to anybody. There's somebody there.
You can go talk to them.
If you're, like, really into that crap, you can. But it's all very organic, and, like, there'll be, like, public quests that just, like, happen. At first, it was almost kind of overwhelming because there's so much crap going on at once. Mm-hmm. And you don't really understand how things work right away. And you're like, oh my, there's so much going on right now. But like, it is a very organic way of doing things. Well, it's a lot faster paced.
The thing the game does that's so brilliant is it basically, when you're in PvE environments, it removes any competition between players.
Right, yeah, there's none
the concept
of
tagging is gone. Mm-hmm. If you're fighting a creature and I come in and blast it when it's got one HP left, you get the XP, I get the XP. Which, it doesn't care.
Which is great because it's the only way you can really get like people wanting to help out.
Oh, it's fantastic. When you see like a world event where there's like a really powerful mob or something, yeah, that we need to take down, people are reviving each other, right. People are laying down combo spells. Very organic cooperation between huge groups of people. I mean, I've been in group like situations where 15 people are fighting a giant golem. Mm. And it's awesome.
That's one thing I don't get is the combo system.
It's because I haven't seen them written out like exactly how they work, and it doesn't really explain it in game, but like the most basic example I've seen is the Elementalist has a skill that lays down a firewall, so if enemies walk through it, they go on fire. But if they lay it down and then an archer shoots their arrows through it, they become fire arrows.
Oh.
That's how it works. Stuff like that.
Because like, what's that F2 ability? Because it's like called...
it's different for everybody. Yeah, I don't know. What's yours?
Why, I don't know. It's just like usually it's just a powerful thing, but I just don't understand where it came from.
I you're an engineer, right? I have no idea. Because the way it works for a mesmer, as I'm creating these illusions, I can either, I have them run into the enemy and blow themselves up to one of three effects. Either just do damage, cause confusion, mm-hmm, or increase my evasion, depending if I hit F1, F2, or F3. Mm-hmm. So the F buttons are just different utility skills for all the classes. Like, I know for the warrior, hitting F1 was just like a really powerful strike that builds up.
And I like that there's really like, you're not juggling like 15 different quest lines. There's like one very specific story quest.
Yeah, you have your story quest that's persistent, and then you have the area quest.
Dialogue and voice acting and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. That's cool. And then, like, yeah, everything else is like kind of the organic stuff. And like, I like that you get experience from everything, from crafting, from exploring.
Oh, exploring in the game is a ton of fun.
And it's a good-looking game. It really is.
It's, yeah.
I like the animations and all that.
I also, like, I mean, I played, I got all three of the original Guild Wars. I never got the Heroes of the North expansion because I never had anyone high enough level to use it. But I always liked them because I like the fundamental concept of an MMO
that into Guild Wars 1.
Yeah, well, in the lore of Guild Wars,
I thought this was going to be more like it, and it's not. Yeah, this is much more MMO.
Yeah. See, I never got really into the lore of Guild Wars, because you can only play humans in it, the Char were the enemy, and that was kind of it. But now
is that true?
Yeah. Huh. You see, this one actually has races. And what I like is, the races you and I are playing, you're an Ashtara, I'm a Silvari.
Right.
They're not cookie-cutter fantasy races, really.
My guys are kind of close to goblins, except they kind of look like Stitch.
Yeah.
Which I like.
See, the Silvari are cool, because they're kind of like forest elves, I guess. Like, they're actually like made of plant.
Okay.
But the whole race is only 25 years old.
Oh, really?
They were born of this tree, but before they're born into, like, the actual world, they exist in this thing called the dream, where they gain a lifetime of experiences. So when they're born, they're not, like, naive children.
No.
They're fully functioning adults who are just like, oh, I'm in this place now, okay, let's do it, you know?
That's cool. Yeah, so, like, your guys are kind of like, because, you know, I mean, they're touching all the basis of, like, the fantasy kind of, I don't want to say stereotypes, but, like,
yeah, but
guys,
they give it all.
You guys are, like, the nature-y. You're almost like the elves.
Yeah,
guys,
but they give it all,
of,
like, a good, unique twist.
My guys are kind of, like, dwarves. They're very tech-based and stuff, mm-hmm, sort of steampunky. And, like, there's a one group that's, like, the big, strong men, and then there's, like, the more feral group, and then there's just humans. So, mm-hmm, you know, they got the basis covered.
Yeah. There's something else specifically I wanted to talk about. Oh, just the way I like, with weapons and skills, the way it works is basically every two-handed weapon has a bank of five skills attached to it. A one-handed main hand is three, and an offhand is two. So you always have kind of your five weapon-based skills.
That threw me for a loop. It took me a bit to get around.
Well, it's weird, because it almost feels at first like, well, shit, I've seen everything I have
right,
to offer.
At first, yeah.
Because you get those skills
you
pretty quick.
You get them
quickly.
Really fast. I was kind of off-put by that almost.
But then the seventh or eighth skills you have to unlock over time with skill points, and there's more variety there. And then eventually you get your elite skill, which I don't even know what those are yet. But what's cool when you realize is you can very easily switch between two weapon sets. There's a cooldown to it, but you can in mid-battle even switch up and change your role a little bit. Because like with my mesmer, I have one weapon set that I pretty much use for when I'm soloing or fighting a group of enemies. And then the other one that's more suited for a, like, I'm in a group fighting a single more powerful foe with a staff. How's your engineer? I don't know. I don't know
because like at first I just had one pistol, and then I equipped the second pistol. I didn't really wield them so much as it just gave me like
two more skills. Yeah, I mean your basic attack is
that crazy, but
still an ability. Right. Really, it's not like just swing the
and
sword.
And then like then I equipped like this energy shield thing. I got like these like weird force field skills. So it's neat how it kind of does like depend on that. I can see I can get two handed rifle, and then I would just get like those five skills that you're talking about.
Yeah,
it reminds me the most of Final Fantasy IX, of all things.
Really?
Because you know, like the Final Fantasies always have a different way of getting skills.
Right.
Like, there's Materia in the 1, and 8 had that weird draw system.
Right.
In 9, it was, you know, items just had certain spells attached to them, and the more you use that item, like, when you equip the item, you would have the spell, but when you, like, use the item enough, you just have the spell forever, then you equip a new item. So it's kind of
That's cool.
That.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Once again,
I also like the there's an interesting emphasis on underwater combat in the game too.
Right,
every class has two unique underwater weapons, and you start with like a facial helm slot called it's like a rebreather or something. So there's no oxygen when you're swimming.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
That's nice.
I like how combat is. It's very positional based. You're constantly moving.
Mm-hmm.
Where you are to attack matters.
I had a whole lot of that. Yeah, just because I think I'm ranged, so not
much. You'll see, like, you'll start to fight, like, especially when you get into the group encounters, there'll be, like, an enemy who will, like, shoot out a fire burst and you gotta get out of the way.
Like, the early levels are, like, it's just so easy a little bit, especially combat.
That's the other thing I like, too, though, is when you do die, it's like Borderlands, where you get, like, downed.
So you haven't died yet.
Oh, really? Yeah. You will. But it's great. Yeah. I mean, it's exactly like Borderlands. You go down, you have four abilities specific to when you're downed. If what you were fighting gets killed, you come back, or someone can revive you. Anybody can revive. The other cool thing is there's no healing class in the game. Everyone heals themselves.
Everyone heals themselves. It seems like, at least I have like a skill I can unlock where it looks like I become a healer.
Well, you can bolster other people's healing, but it's never going to be a dedicated healing spell per se.
I don't know.
Like, you're not going to I could be wrong, but I don't feel like you're going to be doing like a level 80 dungeon or whatever, and it's gonna be like, okay, you're the healer, because it's only it's only one ability.
Yeah, but I'm saying I think like I get a thing, because remember how I told you I had the thing that changed all my abilities to grenades?
Yeah,
I think it's something like that, or I'll just become a dedicated healer.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I might be wrong too. We'll see. I'd be surprised if there's just no healing in like end game stuff. That's
well, I think again it feels very much like they went through the MMO genre. They said, okay, what's not fun?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, well, I mean, there's quick travel points all over the map that you just have to pay, like, 10 copper for.
It's not fun to be the healer.
Huh?
It's not very much fun to be
the healer. That's why they just got rid of it.
And you're usually the first person who gets blamed when things go wrong.
Exactly. So that's why I like that a lot. A lot.
Yeah, and, like, the other thing I like that, like, there's just waypoints on the map that you can click.
Yeah, it's like quick travel.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go to places, don't worry about it.
Pretty
it's
cool.
Very, even like the main cities are all connected with a teleportation gate.
Mm-hmm. So it's cool.
The thing I'm curious to try next is the world versus world mode, mm-hmm. where it's literally your server is pitted against two other servers in like this giant four map wide arena.
I wonder how that works, because usually MMO PvP has always kind of been a mess to me.
Well,
at least the large scale PvP.
I've heard a lot of people liken it to the realm versus realm combat in
Camelot.
Yeah. And a lot of people like that.
Dark Age Camelot was cool, yeah.
That was a good game. That's free to play now, isn't it?
I'm sure.
I think it is.
But that was kind of, to me, that was kind of the precursor to the modern MMO.
Yeah, it had the travel points with the horses, like flight points and WoW.
All right.
But yeah, the game, everyone get it. We're on the Sanctum of Rawl server.
Yeah.
Check my Twitter account. It has my username and all that. It's
fun. I'm enjoying
it. I love it. I'm so glad I got Insomnia the night before the pre-order thing started and decided I was going to buy it that night. Otherwise, I might not have. And it's great.
All right. Did we play anything else?
Yeah. Rock Band Blitz just came out
just
today.
Now, which is cool. It's kind of like Amplitude and Frequency, except it's interesting because there's only two buttons instead of three.
Yeah, I did not like the default control scheme.
What is it?
The default scheme has you using the left and right trigger sword bumpers to switch lanes. Mm-hmm. And then to play notes, you either use any key on the D-pad and the A button, or you just push the analog sticks, which it just felt very imprecise.
Yeah.
So that's why I switched to basically the frequency controls, where the analog stick just moves and the bumpers and triggers are your notes.
Mm-hmm. Which is even easier when there's only triggers, two. But like when there's two, when they come really fast, you kind of have to go to
the bumpers. Yeah. But yeah, it's. I mean, we just played a handful of songs, but it felt great. I was very happy to be playing it.
Yeah, we got to kind of mess around for it. But yeah, basically, my earlier review is it's like Amplitude.
Yeah.
It's fine. I think that's it.
Playing Wild Arms on my Vita.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see how long that lasts.
Come on.
I feel like there's one other...
I want to get the first 20.
Thing. I played something, though, Michael. I played something.
Who cares?
Sure they do. I hope so. I've been talking about the same thing for 5 years.
Yeah, trust me, no one cares. Okay. You ready?
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, you're doing this now, too.
Yeah, why not? What?
Oh.
Why the heck would I go back to...
I can pull up my computer. You could sit here on the couch.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All right, then. We'll be back.
Okay. This is the first time we've ever taken a break in the show.
That's not true.
It isn't?
Like, where we do spoiler?
Well, okay. A normal break. Yeah, so whatever. We'll be back on the other side. There, so we get to do that now.
It's in me.
I just found this baby wrapped up outside my door.
Hey.
A tasty little snack for any dinosaur. But I just finished breakfast, I'm full up to my head, so I'll give him to Yellow instead. You know, he's sorta cute, the sweet little niblet, he'll make a tasty stew. Don't wanna cook and serve up a kid, but hey, that's what Yoshis do. He's all alone without a friend, but he's taking it on the chin. Anyway, hey Yellow, I brought you some din-din. You brought me a baby? How generous of you. But I can't eat a bite, I've caught the Yoshi flu.
What you?
Just pop him in your freezer, I'm sure he'll keep for weeks. But wash him first, cause he freaking reeks. I'm almost sad to see the kid go now, we've gotten sorta tight. Also his diaper's sagging and whoa now, so is my appetite. Maybe I'll keep him here as a pet and not eat him after all. Come on my little baby, let's have us a ball.
Time splitter. Should I like set a timer, I guess?
Yeah, I guess.
The whole idea of this is that it's 20 minutes. This is weird. We never recorded like this before.
Yeah, I know. We're like staying next to each other is gross. I just want to say that the box art for this is amazing.
What is it on the box? Is it a robot, I guess?
It's a weird cyborg with these shiny breasts, and there's like a crosshair over her, so you know it's a shooter game, I guess. In case the gun
Look out.
Line. Free Radical. They're done, right?
Yeah. Isn't like Crytek making the next one or something?
I don't think anyone's making the next one. Oh, man.
What the hell's this music? It's like porn music. One up, two up, three up, four up.
What does that mean?
Like an arcade game.
Oh. What? I've never seen that.
Anyway, no, just turn it back on. I just remember the. Yeah, you're good. You're good.
That's fine. But I'll just thought.
So you want to be first player or second?
I want to be first player.
What are you doing? Give me that.
All right.
This is hilarious already. We haven't even done anything. Go to 1-Up.
All
right. You just want to do the single player, right?
Yeah, for a little bit. Well, maybe but we can both do it. Let's see what happens. New player.
Oh, I'm putting in my name. I haven't started the timer yet. I'll start the timer once the game actually gets kicked off here.
I'm going to be butt.
I'm just doing AJM because that's what my name is.
Memory card.
Oh, yeah.
Hope I have a virtual memory card. Yeah, I do.
I remember memory cards and multi-taps. Gaming's come a long way.
Now, see, we can do
story. Okay, right on. You go to the story.
1935 Tomb. Oh, that's right, because we're time travelers.
Yeah.
We can do normal mode, right?
Yeah, we got this. Oh, man.
I'm so far thinking Captain Ash.
What the fuck is that?
These character models are terrifying.
Oh, my God. I'm playing as Lady Jane. Just everyone, if you're at a computer, go Google Lady Jane.
Now, I remember at the time when the PS2 launched, everyone made a big deal about the jaggy graphics. I remember thinking, this specifically looks worse than the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
I mean, this early stuff, it really does. I mean, it's launch title, whatever, but yeah, this is rough. Lord.
This is bad art.
Yeah, it really, it's just these caricatures.
What the hell is that? Look at my neck.
Hey, you're frightening looking.
I'm wearing like some
fur. I look okay.
I'm wearing like a fur coat, I guess.
I basically look like the Rocketeer without the helmet on.
Yeah. What the hell?
You look like Tommy Jane. Gun.
So, probably gonna find a cooler gun than that.
Loading for a while.
I'm also eating a chum bell. Okay, hang on. I gotta start the timer. Alright, go. Look at me. Turn to your left and look at me. Mm-hmm. What the hell?
This is.
Oh, hang on a second. Oh, shit. Okay, what? Good. The controls are inverted.
What?
I was gonna say, for a second, I thought it wasn't gonna let me change it.
I see. Oh, wow. Ew. This is before Halo, right?
Yeah.
So, I guess, like, we didn't realize what to do yet.
Oh, that's right. This is pre-Halo.
Oh, yeah. Wait, game mode. Yeah, this is like, this is still, this is basically the GoldenEye people, right?
Oh, I shot that guy.
Is this too loud with this audio?
Actually, no, it's fine.
Seems kind of loud to me.
Oh, it's because I have the surround sound and the TV on. Hang on.
Slower. It's a little too loud.
God. Yeah, we really planned for this. I got the blunderbuss. I want the blunderbuss.
What, you can't jump?
Well, it's the GoldenEye, people.
Oh, my God. This is like this weird thing where you can hold down L2 to aim, and you get the crosshair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, hold down. It's
what's like GoldenEye. What's the point of that?
Like, they don't realize they have two
No,
sticks.
Actually, this was like before the move controller happened. Like, this is exactly how move controls work.
Ew.
Let's go in this pyramid, I guess.
Why is there no crosshair when you're not doing that? I can't tell where I'm aiming. I feel like push L2. Oh, right, blunderbuss is their shotgun.
No, I got like that blunderbuss.
This is impossible to aim. I'm already out of blunderbuss ammo.
Yeah, me too. How do you reload? Okay, triangles reload.
You realize there's no jump button?
No, there's a crouch. Oh shit!
Wait for me, damn it! Fuck you. What those, the, why those are crates blow up? Yeah,
they weren't barrels. They were just crates. We're both dead, by the way.
Aren't we in ancient Egypt?
Yeah,
what is in these crates?
Ancient. It's the 30s.
Oh, okay.
Fuck you. Wait
Look
a
at
minute.
Them take cover. I'm kind of impressed by that.
Yeah, the animation's not terrible.
Oh, that guy barrel rolled. Fuck. Okay, wait. I've got to pause. What's the story here? Because there's a story mode, but we just kind of started off in Egypt.
Yeah, I think co-op must cut out the story.
I think there's just no story. I don't think co-op cuts it out.
Whoa!
I did that on purpose. That's what you get for hiding behind explosive crates. I feel like we literally have to shoot one person a zillion times just to make sure it happens.
Oh shit, a zombie!
It's weird because they got some things right, like R1 shoot, as it should be.
Now, when, who are these guys who are like, there's zombies in here, and they're like, yeah, whatever. It's Frank.
Because they're not zombies.
Why won't this thing die?
They probably don't die.
Was that a death animation? Nope.
Just run by it. Who cares? What the hell? It teleported.
Fuck this thing.
Must be splitting time. Must be time splitting.
Thanks for the ride, idiots. Oh no! Game over!
To win. Ah, fuck me! Oh, wait, Jack.
Like, I'm game over. Like, I don't think I get to come back.
Really?
No.
There's no regenerate. Where's the health packs?
You're in the top level. You have, like, a pixel. Like,
where's the health packs?
I don't know. I haven't seen any.
That's great. Fuck you. Oh, come on. That's a blunder.
I mean, try to.
Come on.
Try to play it with the L2 button. It's impossible. It doesn't work. Oh, you have literally a pixel of health left.
I got this.
Yeah. Let's see it, Mike. You shot that guy in the neck.
I shot him all over the place. It's a blunderbuss. Quit or restart? Restart.
No, no, no. I was going to say quit. I want to see if it's
Whoa!
Different.
Whoa! Wait, we literally have to go back to the beginning?
Fuck this. Why do we call this segment 20 minutes? Because I don't want to play this for 20 minutes.
Oh, shut up. Man, I can't believe we're literally all the way back. Where are you at?
I don't know. I'm just running ahead and shooting these assholes.
I'm lost.
I'm already down to, like, less than half my health. Oh, my God. Where are you?
I don't know. There's a red ring here. Maybe of death. I got TNT.
Oh, man.
Maybe I put the TNT in the red circle.
Okay.
Get away.
I'm out. Run. That was the weakest explosion I've ever seen in a video game.
I can't look all the way down. One second. That's a little short.
I don't think that does anything.
Well, then why is there a red circle?
I don't fucking know.
That's something. Why am I hurting myself?
I don't know. Quit hitting yourself. Quit hitting yourself.
Wait, there's something with this circle.
Mike, the circle does nothing.
Well, then why is it there?
To indicate a secret room. Oh, look at this majestic pyramid.
What pyramid? Oh, there it is.
I was gonna say, where'd you go? We went this way already. Come on.
I'm lost. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Exploding boxes for the win.
It takes a lot to get those boxes to explode properly.
Well, it's a fucking box. I mean... Try to play the game like using this L2 mechanic.
It's just so archaic.
You can't.
It's appropriate that this is taking place inside a pyramid. Because it just... Like, I know it is an old game, but it feels old. Like, this is
No, I mean, Halo came out, like, a year after this.
Well, I mean...
You can go back and play Halo right now, fine.
This is post-Half-Life by 3 years. Half-Life 1 has already rewritten the book on shooters. This is just... This is old. I feel like even Perfect Dark has stuff over this.
There's a fucking mummy again. But we're doing better this time. We must be getting improved at the game.
Yeah, because I killed myself with TNT. I don't know. I'm about to die because that mummy hit me.
Oh, wow. I'm, like, dead now, too. What the heck happened?
That mummy touched you.
The mummy's curse?
I'm dead. I don't know. Nothing's happening in this game. We're just shooting people. I don't know why. Now I just have to wait for you. Like, why can't I respawn? I mean, I guess it just... It's just interesting because you realize that somebody had to come up with these ideas. Like, hey, we'll just let player two respawn after a little bit.
Yeah, like, who's the first guy who, like, thought of that?
I'm kind of appreciating Halo more, to be honest.
Right? See?
Like, just the
everyone, so many people poo-poo it until you realize what we used
right.
to. This is why everyone thought the idea of a first-person shooter on a console was laughable.
Now right, that again.
Quit. I want to see what happens if you play by yourself. Like, if there's, like, a cutscene.
Right. Like, man, was regenerating health a good idea. I know a lot of people, like, kind of like, oh, things were more hardcore back before that, but...
Oh, fuck the hardcore. Update, save game data. Yeah,
why the hell
not? We need to preserve this.
They didn't get anywhere.
This trumbell's good.
Push X.
I am.
All
save
right.
complete.
I'm telling you.
Go back.
I don't think there's going to be
triangle
any more
again.
Story.
Hit triangle again.
No, you need to push square. It says delete.
I'm going to delete my character.
No. Oh. All right, one there up. Butt.
There you go, your butt. Now hit story.
Captain Ash.
Captain Ash, in action.
Thick ass swigs.
Cheers.
Look, voice acting, man. God, these character models frighten me.
They're terrible.
This guy's also apparently 7 feet tall.
Yeah, you're right. Well, his back's not to the wall, so.
Okay. Ah, now there's a loading screen. What do you think of Time Splitters? It's not any better than I remember it. Maybe Time Splitters 2 is better, because like at that point you just copy Halo.
It's no worse, yeah, right?
I mean, I never even liked GoldenEye. I never understood console first-person shooters for the longest time.
When everyone's playing GoldenEye, we were like, I got Quake 2 right over here.
Quake 2, and then like Half-Life not long after it. Like, are you guys kidding me? I think this is before like they realize you can load parts of level while you're playing the game. Look, it just starts.
There's no story. It's called story mode. There's no story. You just have to get the Mauser pistol. That's your objective.
Why did I have to go back in time to get a pistol?
Oh, no. We were saying you got one. Never mind. I thought it was your objective.
Yeah, what is my objective?
Oh, I'll kill these fuckers.
The aiming seems to be more automatic, at least.
That's good.
Let's see if I can do better without you. Is that scaling it at all, do you think?
What do you mean?
Like, do I have less enemies to shoot?
No, it's so far, it's the same patterns.
You're right. It is. God. That guy just took away half of my health. Well,
there's a health kit on the floor.
Why are there health kits now, but why in two-player mode?
I think I got one before.
Oh, okay. So you're just stealing them all.
There's like one for two people. Like they clearly didn't like play test and balance this.
Oh, they're probably rushed because of the freaking. See, it's like it's like you have to memorize level. Like I just shoot those boxes. Because I know there's guys behind it now.
Yeah.
It's like the third time around.
This is very... It's a very arcade-y game.
It's
a little more than, like, Virtua Cop, but you can move. That's really what this feels like.
Like, the PS2 had a horrible launch, just to say. Why I owned this game was because, like, this is a PS2 game.
There's nothing else to fucking play.
It's,
yeah.
Like, it's either this or that goddamn game where you're making fireworks.
Oh, everyone's fucking high on that. Oh, it's so artsy. Shoot the box!
I'm trying! It's L2, auto-aiming L2. On the people instead!
You got an L2!
Get the fucking Christ. Blunderbuss. Oh, come on! I'm right in front of him!
You're fucked now.
This is impossible.
Let's shoot each other.
It's impossible to beat this game! You can't aim!
It's because you're bad games.
I am not bad at games. What is it loading? We're quitting! No, don't say... Ugh, God.
Come on, let's play some multiplayer.
I always hated that crap.
Well, you have to go back to the 1-up, 2-up, 3-up, 4-up screen.
Why can't I play arcade mode by myself? But, arcade. What do you want to do? Bag tag? Capture the bag?
Let's just do deathmatch.
Wait, I don't want to do tomb. I'm tired of that setting. Let's do Chinese.
Oh, man.
Time limit.
Yeah, okay, this is nice. There's a lot of options you could tweak here.
Retro. Different. I think that literally means GoldenEye.
No, I'll just leave it to the default.
Do we want bots?
No. Put on default, though. We want
I know, but...
The pure Time Splitters experience. Bots. Yeah, leave the default. There's bots.
All right.
Six bots and us.
Go.
Oh, good. We got more characters. There's Detective Harry Tipper.
Chastity Detroit.
Wait. Go back to Chastity Detroit. Good grief. Those are her boobs.
She's not aptly named. Chastity Detroit. What a dumb name. Chastity Detroit. Whose last name is Detroit?
Okay, now, Lieutenant Christine Malone doesn't look too bad.
Lieutenant AJ, please. She has a rake.
Deacon Swain.
I'm going to be Chastity Detroit.
I'm going to be Harry Tipper because he looks like John Lennon.
Let's go. Oh, yeah.
He looks like the stereotypical... like police commissioner in every game ever.
Well, the ones that are set in the 70s, yes.
How long is this going to take?
loading. Keep this old game loading.
Loading. Rawhide. Oh,
there you go. How much time do we have? Oh, good. There's only 7 minutes.
God, what's the time limit on this deathmatch? I didn't look at any of the options.
We left it to the default. We are playing it as the developer intended.
Did the multi-tap thing, like, exist at this point so you could play four
players? No, yeah, because remember Dad bought us, like, four controllers but forgot a multi-tap? All right, Mike, you're done. You're so done.
Yeah, right, I got an auto rifle.
The green zombie.
Caught the first kill. Good for him. Oh, shit, mini-map, right. This is basically GoldenEye.
Seems that way. Alright, I've got this rifle. Well, I got an M16.
Who killed me?
The suit hoodlum, Mike. Oh, this gun's kind of cool. I shoot like little plasma grenades.
See, I wish I had these cool guns in the actual campaign. Why am I not respawning?
I probably have to hit a button.
I got it. I'm getting killed now. This is really fast-paced. I feel like there's far too many bots. There's like six bots. It's not that big of a level.
Sci-fi handgun. Here we go. That's why I played.
This is better.
Yeah, this isn't terrible.
I mean, it's kind of old. I mean, it looks and feels more like a Nintendo 64 game than a PS2 game.
Yeah, but it's playable.
Yeah. Like, this gun I got feels like it's incredibly cheap. Now I have a rocket launcher.
Like, in 2001, I could see getting four people around a TV and playing this. Before, like, we had Xbox Live. I haven't seen you yet.
Yeah, honestly. All these green zombies are killing me.
Shoot!
Out of ammo, dude.
There, I just punched that guy.
I got the sci-fi handgun, too, now.
No! Killed my butt!
Butt has killed AJM. Don't worry, I think Green Zombie got revenge. Green Zombie is my nemesis.
Nemesis, I mean, that's some Team Fortress 2 shit right there.
Right.
So forward thinking.
No, it didn't actually say that.
Oh.
That's just me.
Oh.
I wonder if I can shoot this gun.
Hey, I tried it already.
Oh, fuck, the green zombie. He's dead. There we go.
Sci-fi auto rifle.
Oh, I've got that too. Aw, suit hoodlum.
Oh, I got the rocket launcher now.
It's not very good. Its area of effect is very weak.
That's disappointing.
I'm shooting this AI guy. He's just running from me the entire time. At no point is he turning around to try to shoot me.
The green zombie got me. I hate that guy. I'm in first place just...
What? I feel like I've been killing so many people.
You're in third.
Dude. Green zombie's probably beating me. Yeah, no, suit hoodlum is. My
I was killed by the cultists. Oh, those were cultists we were fighting in Egypt. That
I
makes
thought
a
they were
more sense. No, you racist.
This thing says I clearly have one missile, but it won't shoot it.
Yeah, I had the same problem.
But I think it has to shoot three.
What the hell? Everyone's in a bathroom shooting each other.
Damn it.
I can't, like, find anyone to kill. There.
It's kind of nuts. This is way too many bots.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
It's fast-paced, I guess.
Yeah.
Goddamn suit hoodlum! I mean, a lot of these weapons seem to be one-hit kills.
Yeah, this sci-fi auto rifle will fuck your shit up.
It's not very auto.
I found some
armor.
Once
again, it says I have ammo, but it's not shooting anything. I don't know what that is about.
No, I was killed by the teeth mummy.
Oh, can I shoot the plates and break them?
Ethan, this is Metal Gear Solid 2.
Oh, no, you cannot.
Yeah, it should be pointed out, this is the same system that Metal Gear Solid 3 was on.
Oh, wow.
Just keep that in mind as you're running around these static environments.
Oh! Oh, I'm at 5th. I thought it was time for 1st. Never mind. I'm losing.
I, like, haven't seen you since that one time you killed me.
Yeah. What are we playing to, or how long? There's
no
timer.
I don't know.
Getting ready to declare you the winner. Guys are just running past me for some reason. Fight me,
because they know they can't beat you, Mike.
They know, I can't beat my strong sports. Oh, come
on. Alright, rocket launcher.
Careful. It may not shoot.
That last rocket tends to jam, I guess.
You realize, like, these maps, these GoldenEye style maps, they always have to have a
That's why, Mike. It shoots three rockets.
So? Like, can it just shoot one if it's out?
No.
What about the plasma rifle? It like takes more than one ammo.
Just killed
make
myself.
The ammo be what it is. Like, not you need three ammo to shoot.
Yeah.
If I need three ammo to shoot, just make that the one. Score, minus one. I think I killed myself.
No, I got killed by the suit hoodlum.
Fuck, where are you?
All you need is this sci-fi auto rifle. It's yeah, just a one-hit kill.
Right. It doesn't seem all that hard to find. What the hell? I have 9 ammo and this thing's not shooting.
Oh, that was you!
Great. Because my gun wasn't shooting.
No, R2 seems to be... You know what? I think R1 is secondary fire and R2 is primary fire.
Oh! That is messed up.
3 more kills to go. Yeah, because I had that auto rifle. It wasn't shooting.
Oh!
But then I... Yeah, when I did R2, it shot just
that
an individual plasma bolt. There we... Look at that. Like, the guy didn't even quite die yet, and the game ended, and I got 20 points. You have 0.
How do I guess I was killing myself a lot.
I guess so.
My favorite weapon was the pistol. What was your favorite weapon?
Oh, there's stats. Let's see. The sci-fi auto rifle. I was the most cowardly and the most dishonorable? Why? I was in the thick of it. I was shooting, dude. How was I dishonorable? I was just in the room killing people. You're a hoarder? A pathetic shot, oh, wow. And the most sneaky.
You're really mean.
I also got the AC-10 award.
I like that you're the most cowardly and most horrible, but you won far and away. So what does that teach you?
Yeah. Who's this be a lesson?
Who's like the coolest and the best? You're probably last place.
Well, I only killed you twice. I killed the suit hoodlum 8 times.
Come on, we're gonna beat this first level with the time we have left.
No, we got 15 seconds.
Aw, damn it.
That's why I'm just kind of killing time on the stat screen.
That time worked out pretty well, I guess.
Yeah. Right. It's like we knew what we were doing. Well,
that's
time splitters. It's going to ring in 3, 2, 2.
Well, all right, I'm quitting.
Whoa! I'm just going to leave it there. We'll finish the show.
No, I'm quitting the game. I'm tired. I've never played time.
Never again.
No.
I wonder how much we could trade it in for.
Christ.
All right, well, let's...
So people liked that. I feel like people like the sequels more than that, right?
I hope.
Maybe the sequels are better. It just felt it felt so.
That was weird. That was weird. All right, let's look at some releases.
I mean, keep it. It is an 11-year-old game, but it feels longer than that.
Yeah.
What's coming out?
All right, so Guild Wars 2.
Yeah.
Madden 13.
Forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's better this year, but
I like the demo, but I don't know. So all those like PlayStation collections came out. So you have the God of War saga, which is 5 God of War games.
I can't believe it even comes with 3.
Yeah.
So it's 6.
Yeah. No. 5. Right.
Oh, well,
1, 2,
yeah,
and 3,
right,
and the 2
right,
PS2.
Right, yeah.
Then you have the Ratchet & Clank collection, which is the 3 PS2 Ratchet games with the multiplayer.
See, how come that doesn't come out with the new ones then?
I don't know.
Because it would be as many games.
But then you have
I want to see what is in the Ratchet & Clank thing now.
It's Ratchet & Clank, Ratchet & Clank Going Commando, and Ratchet & Clank Up Your Arsenal.
See, it should come with like at least Size Matters, too.
Maybe.
They released that on PS2 at some point.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Then you have, like, the Infamous Collection, because God knows everyone wants both of these games in one box.
Yeah,
like, where's the Uncharted Collection? let's see. What else we
Didn't
got?
The Jack and Dax?
Yeah, I'd like to get that. I like those games.
Sly Cooper already out.
Yeah. Rock Band Blitz.
Yeah.
The Leviathan DLC from Mass Effect 3 came out. I'll get that eventually.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
All right. All right, well, thanks for listening to the Exploding Bro Podcast, everybody. You can let us know what you thought of the show and the news.
Yeah, give us some feedback on the news,
right.
The newness.
You can find more of us. Oh, you can find more of us at ebpodcast.com.
I know it's so ingrained. That was 3 years of the show.
ebpodcast.com. You can also follow us at Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel and at Facebook at facebook.com/explodingbarrel. Be sure to go to the iTunes Music Store. You can find all of our past episodes, and you can also leave us a review. That's it. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Bye.
Bye. No! Killed my butt!
Butt has killed AJM.